Praise the Lord, TMC family. God is so good. And our tag for today is Trust in the Lord Tuesday. And some of us are trusting in the Lord to get to Miami. I tell you, he will make a way out of no way. All you got to do is lean and depend on him. Okay, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you to just tell you this morning that we thank you, we love and appreciate you, we adore you, we extol you, and we lift your name on high. We love you so much. We need you, Lord. We can't make this journey without you. Now, we appreciate you allowing us to come together, Father God, and we ask in you, Lord, to bless Dr. PK, bless Pastor V. Lord, bless them in a very special way today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless the Diaz de Leon family, Father God. Bless every person under the sound of my voice. You know what each and every one of us stand in need of. Grant it for us in the name of Jesus. Bless the host. Bless the speaker on today, Father God. Send your word that it may be hid in our hearts that we won't sin against you. We love you so much, Father, and we are so happy to be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and running for our lives, oh God, wanting to be all that you have chosen us to be. Now, Father, have thine own way. We love you. We need you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Silver Fox. Take it away. God bless you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to our family this morning. And good morning, Minister Wanda, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day off with that powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson. I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I welcome each and every one of you to the call. Thanking you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us this morning to hear what thus says the Lord. Now, let me take time out to give you a little bit about this call. In just a few weeks, we will be celebrating our 6th anniversary. Praise God. Because this call was founded in October 2012 by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And each and every morning, Monday through Friday, we come forth to share the word of the Lord with you. And we have a scripture for this call, and it's Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And there is a website, www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. On this website, all of our messages have been archived, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. And the theme for this year is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Miss Wanda did so graciously this morning, or a host, as I am doing right now, or if you just want to share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or praise reports. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or Prayer General, General Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, what brought us all together was a phenomenal, phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now called Artists Life. This company has great products to help the world become healthier and also gives us the opportunity to become wealthier. Now, after this call, every Monday through Friday, we have the new morning motivational call. And a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of this wonderful artist company and its products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN for that call is 294617. Again, that is 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294617#. Now, today is Tuesday, and today we have our Leadership Tuesday. So please tune in to that morning motivational call to hear from our leadership today. Also, all roads are leading to the 2016 Artist Evolutional Conference in Miami, Florida on October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. You still have time to get registered for this phenomenal conference. They have sold out of the rooms that they had blocked, and because of your response, they've added more rooms. But there's a small block of rooms still left, so do not miss out. Make your reservations today and call the Marriott Airport and get your rooms today. Any information needed for this conference, you can go into your back office and get that information. And also, there will be a Sunday morning service during this conference, so make your reservations accordingly. And if you're interested in participating in the church service on Sunday, please contact Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon at info@themasterscall.net and let her know that you are willing to work that Sunday service in any capacity. So now I am going to get out of the way and bring forth the speaker of the day that we know has a word in her belly that has been anointed by God to share with us. And this morning I'd like to bring before you a young lady that is so, so blessed by the Lord and willing to do his work. And that is Minister Kai Brown. Kai was born in New York City and currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a B.S. in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is currently a Ph.D. candidate in personal care and counseling. Kai is also in the process of ordination into the ministry at New Destiny Christian Ministry. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the proud mother of an amazing, amazing young man of God, Christopher, who is a sophomore. Actually, Christopher has graduated, so we praise God, and he is now receiving a second degree in Virginia. She is an artist distributor and looking forward to whatever God has for her next. Kai believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. She also believes the journey is to be taken as God gives it, because that is God's process of preparation for what he wills in her life. And if I might add, Kai is soon to be an accomplished published writer. Her book will be out soon, so look forward to it. And at this time, I'd like to bring forth our mouthpiece for today, Minister Kai Brown. Are you there?
I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, child of God. Take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to say thank you to Minister Wanda for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. And, of course, to our beautiful Silver Fox for hosting with such a Jesus joy. And, again, honoring the two women of God whose yes has allowed us to come here this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I never take it lightly when they give me an opportunity to go before the children of God, the household of faith, because God does not take it lightly. So we're just going to jump right into the word this morning. And today we're going to be talking about contrition or contrite heart. And you know, as I was praying last night, because I did not have a word last night, I was like, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm feeling some kind of way anyway. I don't want to do this. Let me back out. And of course, I thought about Dr. Vanessa. And so I said, yeah, maybe not. So I just said, okay, Lord, you're going to have to do this through me, as always, because it's not about any one of us individually, but it's what God decides to do through us. So we'll just jump into the word, and in Psalms 51 and 17, David writes, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise." Contrition is spoken of as something God likes. God loves a contrite heart. So I had to say, okay, Lord, what does that mean? What does that mean? I need a definition. I'm one of those hands-on, define it for me, show it to me type people. So as I was just browsing the internet and various, you know, encyclopedias and dictionaries, I found this definition in the International Bible Encyclopedia. A contrite heart is one in which the natural pride of self-sufficiency have been completely humbled by the consciousness of our guilt. It goes on to tell us that the Hebrew and Greek words, often translated contrite, actually means crushed, crippled, or broken. So God wants us to have a broken heart towards Him because we know that we are guilty of the sins we commit. Now, that doesn't mean that we sit under condemnation, because the word tells us there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. But that doesn't mean we don't understand our guilt and our sin stain. See, because before we can confess it and turn it over to Christ, we have to understand that there is an issue. And to be able to do that, we need a contrite heart. The word of God tells us in 1 Samuel 16 and 7, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For a man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." See, God isn't looking at our, you know, physical beauty or our physical stamina or anything about us physically. He is looking to see our heart condition. And the word tells us he loves a contrite heart, a heart that is just broken in love with Jesus, because he is the only one who can heal our heart and correct our heart condition. See, it's not about what we can do, but it's about what we allow God to do. And yes, we have to allow him. He gives us a choice. God gives you a choice. He doesn't make us do anything. Now, there are consequences for every choice we make, but the choice is still ours. So we get to choose whether or not we have a contrite heart. We get to choose how we go about doing what God gives us to do. Now, one of the reasons I know that this whole message came into my spirit is because as I was watching the debate and watching, you know, people talking about the presidential debate afterward. I heard one of the candidates, VP, say, oh, he had such a contrite heart. He apologized. He showed us his heart. And he was talking about Donald Trump and all of this sex scandal and the things he said on the tape that was released. So I really had to go to God and say, Lord, is that what contrition looks like? Because I'm confused. I don't understand how people could be saying these things. Am I just missing it? Because I didn't get contrition. I didn't get apology. I didn't get any of those things. So I had to go and do a card check because maybe I was missing it. Lord, I want to have a contrite heart, but if that's what it looks like, I don't know how to do this. So I needed God to help me through the process. And what he told me is, and it was very plain, you do what I say, the way I say it, when I say it, and the heart condition will be fine. And I said, okay, that works for me. So I've got to make sure that I am doing what God has given me to do. So that means when I don't want to say, well, yes, eventually, sometime by the end of November, I will be a published author. I have this issue that God is dealing with, and it seems like anytime I talk about me, I'm self-promoting, and I don't ever want that to be the case. And so God had to correct me because my heart condition was not right in that area. Because he said, if I've given you a thing to do and you don't do it, then that's disobedience. And how is your heart right if you are walking in disobedience and blatantly walking in disobedience? So he had to deal with Kai's heart condition. Now, I'll put this to you, each and every one of us. What condition is your heart in? Is it time for a self-evaluation and truly just asking God, what is my heart contrite? Do I walk around with the spirit of contrition? Or do I walk around in pride, knowing that I did and I've accomplished? How do you look at your artist life business? Is it about what you're doing or what God is doing through you for the people he's placed you in front of? Are you walking around with a contrite heart or spirit of contrition, or is it all about you and the money you're making? See, the products that he's put into our hands with artists is about helping other people reach their place of healthy and whole. Or it's about making money. Now, if you approach it with a contrite heart, then God can bless it. And you can still make money in the process of serving other people. But if it's all about the dollar, then how can God bless that? We've seen that process play out over and over and over in artist life. And so God had to make some changes. He had to shake some things up because those who were not serving with a contrite heart. A contrite heart throws itself unto the mercy of God, knowing that it deserves nothing but righteous wrath. See, a contrite heart understands that it's God in me or in you doing the thing and not just you yourself. Jesus always, always, always was the embodiment of what a contrite heart looks like. He always walked around with a contrite heart. And you can see that in Luke 18:10-14. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and one a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the ones who humble themselves will be exalted. Jesus gave us that example. The one who showed pride and knew that because he was born into a certain class, he was better than the poor tax collector. And he knew it. But the tax collector did not even feel himself worthy enough to raise his eyes to the heaven. He didn't feel like he deserved to stand before God. So he humbled himself. And he asked God to be merciful so that he could just be saved. Just have mercy on me, oh God, because I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm guilty. I know I don't deserve. But here's my heart broken in pieces for you, oh Lord. And Jesus said, that man was justified. A contrite heart does not take the forgiveness of God for granted. It is grieved over its own sin and what that sin cost Jesus. See, a person with a contrite heart understands the cost for him to even be able to be contrite. Jesus had to go to the cross and bear the humiliation of walking with the cross through the streets of Jerusalem. He had to bear the lashes, the beatings, the crown of thorns. See, he paid a price for us to be able to choose to have a contrite heart. Because it is a choice. And each one of us has to decide this day. You can't put it off. Whether we are going to humble ourselves to God or whether we're going to exalt ourselves because of what he's doing anyway. So you have to choose humility over pride. You have to choose to be a servant rather than the one being served. We have choices to make, and these choices are vital to where we spend eternity. So it's time for each and every one of us to do a heart check, a spiritual self-evaluation, and then to act on those things that God shows us. So I will leave you with this. God does not look at us the same way that man looks at us. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Back to you, Minister Jackie.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Kai, for that anointed and profound word of the Lord. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this minister today. We thank you for the word that you have downloaded into her to share with us. Lord, we thank you for the contrived hearts that we have. God, I ask that each and every one of us on this call have that humble heart and that humble spirit to be able to hear you and to obey you and to follow what you have for us. For you said you know the plans that you have for us. And so, God, we asked you that each and every one of us will continue with that humble heart to hear you and to go out and share your word, to follow what you say and how you say and when you say. God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you for this minister this morning. As she has poured out to us, Lord, she has emptied out to us, Lord, refill her so that she will continue to bring your word forward. Lord, we ask you to watch over each and every one of us on this call. Cover us in your blood, Lord Jesus. We thank you for Artists International, and we ask your continual guidance over this company. Bless and anoint the founders and the leaders and the workers of Artists International, that it will continue to go out and be a blessing to every single person in the world. God, we ask you that those that are sick and need your healing, that you are a healer, that you will come and heal each and every one of your people. God, we ask a special anointing and a blessing over Kendra Carter as she is facing the challenges that she is facing. But we know that no one but you is able, God. And you said that by your stripes we are healed. And God, we are thanking you in advance for her healing, for your anointing over her life and her healing. We bless you for it, Lord Jesus. We are thanking you and asking you to give peace and comfort to those in bereavement. Ms. Almatrice Whitaker in the loss of her husband, Nadine Chase in the loss of her husband, and the others that have lost loved ones in their family. God, we know that you can give peace beyond all understanding. We ask you to download peace and comfort into their hearts. Give them the strength to endure this loss and let them know that you still have them in the palms of your hands. God, we ask you to continue your blessings over the TMC family as we gather each and every morning to hear your word. Strengthen each and every one of us on this call, God. Give us that boldness to go out into the world and share your word and to live your word and to be the ministers that you have called us to be in the marketplace. God, we ask you for each and every one of us as we are traveling to Miami to this conference. Give us your traveling mercies and your grace. Open up the doors for financing for those that have a heart to be there but are struggling, Lord. We know that you are able and that you're still performing miracles today, and we're asking you for that miracle, that each and every one that desires to be there at that conference will be there. We thank you for our leaders of this call, Pastor Vanessa and Pastor P.K. Roberts, for their obedience in answering this call, because this call has been such a blessing to many. And we thank you. We praise you. We ask you to continue to give them strength and give us all wisdom that we walk in your way and that your will be done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, morning call listeners, TMC listeners, again, I'd like to remind you of the 2016 Artist Evolution Conference in Miami, Florida, October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Please trust in God and step out on faith. And if you haven't already made your reservations, trust in God that the doors will be open and get your reservations made for the Miami Conference at the Miami Airport on October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Now that word this morning, was such an anointing word, and I know it spoke to each and every one of us on this call. So if you'd like to hear the playback for this powerful, powerful message, you can hear that playback at 712-432-1085, and the pen is 957-677-pound. Again, that number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND. And don't forget to join on the call after this call, the new Morning Motivational Call. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN for that call is 294-617-POUND. 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617-POUND. I'd like to thank you again, Minister Wanda, for so graciously greeting each and every one of us on the call this morning and opening us up with prayer. You have such a special gift, and thank you for sharing that gift with us. And Minister Kai, once again, thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing God to use you to deliver such a powerful, powerful message this morning. I encourage you all to go back and listen to that call again on the playback. Again, this is Minister Jackie in Indianapolis, Indiana, thanking each and every one of you for joining us on the call. So Minister Kai, would you now come and give us our closing benediction?
Yes, thank you again, Minister Jackie, for hosting this call. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to give you all the praise, glory, and honor that is due you. We want to make sure that we come humbly before you, Father, with a contrite heart, looking to do only that which you give us to do, Lord. Father God, and as we leave this call, but never your presence, we ask you to be our strength, our shield, our buckler, and our source, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we give you all the praise, glory, and honor that is due you. We love you, we praise you, we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those magnificent ministers in the marketplace. We hope to hear you again in the morning. Bye-bye.